Title: Roughneck Subsign Design Playbook Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper Roughneck sub in Ableton Live 12. Old school jungle, ragga energy, big system weight but without your master getting wrecked. And I'm keeping this beginner friendly, so even if you've never designed a sub before, you'll leave with a solid, repeatable playbook. Before we touch any synth, here's the mindset. In jungle, the break is chaotic. The sub is the opposite. The sub needs to be consistent. That's what makes it feel rude. Not because it's complicated, but because it's stable under the madness. Step 0. Quick project setup. Set your tempo between 165 and 175 BPM. I like 170 for this vibe. On the master channel, keep it clean for now. No limiter yet. We're going to mix into headroom, not fight a limiter the whole time. Here is your simple gain staging target while you build. Your drum bus, peaking around -8 to -6 dB. Your bass bus, peaking around -10 to -6. And your master, peaking around -6 dB. That's your I can still finish this track later headroom. Now, create your sub track. Make a new MIDI track. Drop operator on it. Inside operator, choose the simplest setup. Algorithm A only. One oscillator, no extras. Oscillator A should be a sine wave. Then do something that feels almost too quiet at first. Pull the oscillator level down to around -12 dB. This is one of the biggest headroom hacks in the whole lesson. Sub energy is insanely powerful. If you start hot, you'll spend the rest of the session turning everything else down and wondering why your mix feels small. Now let's tighten the amp envelope, jungle style. Set attack to 0. For decay, start around 250 milliseconds. Put sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity or as low as it goes, and set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. What we're doing here is making the sub behave like a controlled hit, not a long foghorn that overlaps itself. Overlapping low notes is one of the fastest ways to lose headroom, because sub frequencies stack up like crazy. Quick coach tip: if your bass line is doing long notes and your break has snare hits on 2 and 4, try shortening bass tails around those snare hits. You'll be shocked how much harder the snare cracks when the sub respects it. Next, we add a simple control chain after operator. We're going to clean, add controlled harmonics, then lock it to mono. First device, EQ 8. Turn on a high pass filter at about 20 to 25 Hz, with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That removes useless rumble you can't really hear but your meters absolutely can. If the sub is a bit boomy, you can do a tiny dip around 55 to 70 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB, with a medium Q. Keep it subtle. We're not sculpting a bass guitar here. We're just preventing one frequency from bulleting the rest. Second device, saturator. This is where a lot of people accidentally destroy their headroom, so we're going controlled. Use the soft sine mode if you have it available. Drive somewhere between 1 and 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then match the output so it's roughly the same loudness as before. That last part matters. If you add drive and it gets louder, you'll think it sounds better, but you're just being tricked by volume. The goal of saturation here is not fuzz. The goal is harmonics, so the bass is audible without you turning it up. Third device, utility. Set width to 0%. Always. Mono sub is non-negotiable for club translation. Then set the gain so the track peaks around -10 to -6 dB while you're writing. Stay disciplined. Remember, bass doesn't get to be the loudest thing. In jungle, the break transients and the snare are the perceived loudness. The sub is the weight underneath. Now we build the classic DNB trick, a mid layer. This is the part that makes your bass line readable on small speakers without pushing the sub level. Select operator and the devices you just made and group them into an instrument rack. Create two chains. Name one SUB and the other MID. The SUB chain is basically what we already built. Clean low end, mono, controlled. On the MID chain, add another operator. Keep it simple, sine or triangle. If you want a bit more bite, you can add oscillator B, also a sine, tuned one octave up, but keep it very quiet. This layer is support, not the main event. Then process the MID chain. Add EQ8 and high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. That's important. This prevents the mid layer from fighting your actual sub fundamentals. After that, if it needs more note identity, do a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. That's often the zone where you can read the pitch of the bass on cheap speakers. If it gets honky, back off and try a slightly different spot. Then add saturator on the MID chain, and you can be more aggressive here, 3 to 8 dB of drive. Again, level match the output so you're not cheating with loudness. Then utility, keep the width mostly centered, like 0 to 30%, and keep its gain low. If you mute the MID chain and the whole track collapses, your MID is too loud. You want it to feel like, oh wow, the bass speaks now. Not that's a whole new bass taking over the mix. Now let's make it roughneck, the old school way. In jungle, bass movement often comes from note lengths and patterns, not from crazy modulation. Here's a simple one-bar rolling idea. Put notes on beat 1, the end of 2, and beat 4. Use short notes, like 8th notes or even 16th stabs, and occasionally let one note be a bit longer to lead into the next bar. If you want a quick example in C minor, try C1 short, then G0 short, then C1 slightly longer, and watch for overlaps. If notes overlap, you're literally stacking sub-energy, which kills headroom and makes the low end blurry. If you want a bit more weight without turning it up, use a tiny pitch envelope. In operator, set pitch envelope amount somewhere like -5 to -15, with a decay around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. If it starts sounding like a laser pew, it's too much, but the right amount gives you that little thump at the front of the note without raising the RMS. Now we need the kick and snare to punch through, without making the sub disappear. Sidechain, but tasteful. Option A is the classic compressor sidechain. Put a compressor after your rack. Turn sidechain on, select your kick track or drum bus as the input. Ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack about 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the click of the kick still gets through. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, depending on tempo and groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. That's enough to make room while keeping the bass feeling steady. Option B, if you have it and prefer a cleaner shape, is using a shaper-style volume ducking approach in Live 12. The idea is the same. The kick triggers a quick dip and recovery. This can sound cleaner than heady compression, because you're not squashing the tone, you're just moving volume out of the way. Now, a fast headroom sanity check that will save you hours. Mute everything except drums and sub. Get your master peaking around -6 dB. Then unmute the rest of the track. If your master suddenly collapses and you're slamming the red, the problem isn't everything else. It's usually that your drums and sub relationship is too hot. Fix it there first. That's the foundation. Also, don't trust meters alone. Watch clip indicators. If your bass track clips even once, clear the clip indicator, fix it, and keep going. Little clips early turn into big mix confusion later. Let's talk arrangement for old school vibe. You don't need 50 tracks. You need good tease and release. Try a simple 32 bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, drums and FX, no sub. Make people wait. Bars 9 to 16, sub drops in with a simple tune note pattern. Bars 17 to 24, add rag of vocal chops, stabs, sirens, and make the sub slightly busier. Bars 25 to 32, call and response. Pattern A for 2 bars, pattern B with maybe an octave jump for 2 bars, then strip something back for a mini drop and re-hit. That's very DJ friendly and very jungle. Muting and reintroducing is half the magic. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Number 1. Overlapping sub notes. That's instant headroom loss. Number 2. Stereo sub. Anything below about 120 Hz should not be wide. Number 3. Boosting 30 to 60 Hz with EQ to make it heavy. That's how you make your limiter cry later. Number 4. Too much saturation on the sub core. If you want dirt, do it on the MID chain, not the SUB chain. Number 5. Sidechain too aggressive. If the bass vanishes every kick, it's not weight anymore, it's a breathing effect. And number 6. Writing the sub too high, like C2 and up. That starts feeling like mid-bass, not just weight. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can do right after this lesson. Load a classic break, Amen style, into drum rack or simpler. Build the sub rack exactly as we did. Write a 2-bar bass line. Bar 1. C1 short. G0 short. C1 longer. Bar 2. BB0 short. G0 short. C1 short. Add side chain from the kick. 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then do an A/B test. MID chain off, then on. The pass condition is important. When MID is on, it should sound clearer on small speakers, but the master peak should not jump significantly. If the master jumps, you didn't add presence, you added level. Go back and level match. If you want to take it further, here's your homework challenge. Build a Roughneck sub rack V2 with performance macros. Make macro controls for SUB level, MID level, a roughness knob that increases MID saturation drive while slightly compensating output, a snap knob that shortens or lengthens the SUB decay, a dock mount control for side chain depth, and a mono check switch on your bass bus. Then make a 16-bar loop at around 170 BPM with one sparse bass pattern and one busier variation, plus a reggae vocal chop or siren every 4 bars. Bounce two versions, MID off and MID on. Version 2 should translate better on small speakers without stealing extra headroom. Recap, so it locks in. Start with a clean sine and operator, with conservative levels. Tighten the amp envelope so notes don't overlap and eat headroom. High pass around 20 to 25 Hz to remove rumble. Saturate gently for harmonics, not volume. Force mono in the low end. Add audibility with a high pass MID layer instead of turning up the sub, and sidechain gently so the break and snare still punch. If you tell me your tempo, your key, and which break you're using, I can suggest a 4-bar rolling sub pattern that fits the groove and leaves space for ragga vocals.